Deb Clare. Many forms of art have called to me ever since I was young. My parents had multiple artistic talents, and all of their offspring followed their lead. My father was inducted into the Wisconsin Polka Hall of Fame, and my mother was being groomed to be an opera singer when young. She was very clever with painting, sewing, soft sculpture, and floral design. Since we were surrounded by artistic activity, we just naturally indulged in it. My vision started deteriorating in grade school, but I wasn't diagnosed and found legally blind until age 16 while in driver's ed. In spite of that, I still sought out art classes in high school, enjoyed drawing, watercolors, oils, acrylics, and some 3D art. Even with central vision loss, I was still able to render realistic, detailed images. I continued classes in college, expanding to fiber art and carving. Eventually, my vision declined to such an extent I had to modify how I did it. I started cutting shapes out of colored paper, which didn't require realistic-looking objects. Now I even have trouble discerning color, so I have to label paint tubes carefully. My art has become more tactile, using wide brush strokes and finger painting. I believe my expressions are actually more authentic now because they are coming from a more spontaneous inspiration. I want to revisit 3D creations, something fun to focus on in the winter months ahead.